Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Colton?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hi. Oh, I'm really good. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yeah, it's Friday.
So, someone said in our morning meeting, Happy Taco Tuesday, and I thought, I like that even better. Oh, the phone's chopping up a little bit. What'd you say?
Yeah, I just unconnected from my car. Sorry about that.
Okay, that's why. But I'm on the same page as you. I'd rather have it be Friday, not that we're counting or anything, huh? So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program. But I wanted to ask you if you had any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how any of this works other than pricing.
I have a budget of every month of marketing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely need to know the pricing. And then, yeah, just, I mean, she explained it pretty good. I'm assuming that, so you pay for a spot on the front page. You can't necessarily guarantee that you're going to be first or anything, but at least if I Google pre-service in my area, we would come up on the first page. Because I definitely have been working with some marketing companies, and we made a Google business account, but I have noticed when I Google pre-service Alexa area, we do not come. There's 100 pre-services.
Yes.
And they all come up before, so that definitely does frustrate me a little bit. So, yeah, if you're offering a way that we can be on that first page, so if somebody Googles, like, so I live in Champaign County. If anybody in Champaign County were to Google tree service near me, I would want to be on that first page.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we're calling you. But I do want to let you know that the position that we're talking about is exclusive, meaning that it just became available. We are filling it today. So once we begin working with you, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. If you want all of those surrounding counties and a huge service area, I always tell people, you know, if money is no object, I can put you wherever you'd like to go on the first page, you know, but sometimes you have to be able to crawl before you can walk, so to speak, you know. So why not capitalize on a book of business that's in your backyard, maybe a couple of the immediate surrounding areas, and then on the future, once you get that strong return on investment, you can always grow it, you know, appropriately then, you know, because
we run crews for the power company basically all over the state of Central Illinois. So we're stretching 75 miles out from our shop.
Okay.
So really, distance is no problem for us.
Okay. Okay. So, the nice thing regarding this pricing, Colton, is that it's so affordable because everything's set at just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into all of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So that's a different search result altogether. Okay, so once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you will be able to capitalize on, you know? And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which means that you'll have the ability to see, you know, not only the new clients that you're receiving, you'll see. Question, I see your website, but do you have a business Facebook by chance?
Yes, we do. As I I'm sorry, basically what I explained. We have been doing private work for the last 15 years.
Okay.
We do work for the state, the power companies like Ameren, and we do stuff for park districts. We are just now breaking into the public part of tree work, so we are going basically just hitting it very hard with the marketing right now and just trying to grow our name outside of just private sectors into the public a little bit. So,
Okay. So the public sector is going to include more of commercial, but also I would assume some residential, like that's where you're wanting to grow the business right now?
And commercial.
Okay. Perfect. So here's why I asked you about the Facebook page is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works because you can have, you know, run the ads in that entire 75-mile radius if you like. But what happens is the search engines will track what people in the area are searching for. So if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for Top Notch Enterprises coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform, you know. And then that tracking system that I was talking about is going to show you which new clients you receive from Google, which new clients you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords.
Okay, so there will be a way I can set all of those numbers and stuff?
Exactly, yep. And then also you can modify the campaign. So if you ever notice that certain keywords are working better than others, you even have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. You know, and being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
So I have a business card. Mm-hmm. I would like to start this right now, but they just flagged it because I gave it to Angie's List maybe 2 days ago, so that I don't know if it's back on. Could I just get, I say I had to... They thought it was basically stolen my information off my business cards.
Oh, and it's been
see. Yeah, it's been just an absolute mess. So if I will give it to you right now, and if it goes through, I will, yes. But I may have to call you back tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I have to call so I can, it's been.
I'll tell you when I try to process it what it says. But first, what is your last name, Colton?
My last name is James.
Oh, okay, that's
okay. I have a business call. It's just in my work truck at the office.
Okay.
So that would be a little bit of a drive for me right now. So it would be awesome if it doesn't work, if I could just call you tomorrow morning because I am heading that way. So.
Okay, let's just see what we can do because we don't have a way to hold the listing, but I'll see what I can do as far as getting that one to work. I'll send you a confirmation email also. So what's the best email address to use?
That's it. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, C, the letter C, James, 0223 at rocketmail.com.
Got it. cjames0223 at rocketmail.com?
Yep.
Does that stand for your birthday being February 23rd or for something else?
Yeah.
Oh, it does. That's cool. My dad's birthday is February 24th, so I always start thinking about him this time of year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The president is almost coming up.
Yep, absolutely. It's around the corner. So now you said that it's going to be a business credit card. So does it have your name on it or the company name or both?
This actually has my name on it. So this is more of my card.
Okay.
That I probably have used to give to Angie, but. Yeah.
Oh, you gave your card to, I see. Okay. Is it their middle name or initial on
there?
Yeah,
it was over the phone with my bank. Yeah, they're all on that stuff. So, because I've had it stolen twice already. They've already gotten me twice before, so it's like. It's just a mess. People just can't get a real fucking job. They just try to get people who have jobs. That seems to be the new normal.
Yeah. I've been through that too a couple times in my life, and it's horrible because not only waiting period to get the money back, right? But then once you do, you have to kind of update all the automatic renewals, and you kind of forget who they are, you know. So it's just a huge hassle. So, but the bank just did that as a safety mechanism that you didn't have any fraud through Angie's, did you?
No. Yes, they just it was a safety thing. So,
okay,
yeah, we can
good.
Go ahead and try that. I could drive it. I don't know how late you guys work. It takes me about an hour and a half to get over there.
Okay. Well, let's give it a whirl and see what happens. And you know, hopefully this will work. Is the billing address on this card also 208 North Scarborough, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
It's a different address. Where did you get the 208 North Scarborough?
Tara sent over some directories that you're on, and it looks like on Angie's they published that address, 208 North Scarborough. But what is the correct billing address?
Well, we have our office address is 208 South David, which is weird. So I will.
Oh, really? Okay. Let me hold on. I want to fix that. So the business address is 208 South David.
Yes, 208 South David.
You might want to let them know that they... Okay.
Yeah, my email is...
David, okay. Oh, there it is, in Sydney, 61877?
Yep.
Correct? Okay,
but for the billing... Uh-huh. Yeah, for the billing address, it'll be different because this is my card.
I fixed the business address, so that's good. So what's the billing address? I'm ready for that one now.
111.
Mm-hmm.
Prairie,
mm-hmm,
Avenue,
mm-hmm,
Ogden, O-D-G-E-N,
mm-hmm,
Illinois, 61859.
So you're close to University of Illinois, huh?
Yeah.
College town. I love it. I grew up in the northwest suburbs of Chicago, so I was, you know, way north of you, but I've been down to Champaign area before.
That my family is up in, well, they've actually lived closer to Dowers Grove now, so.
Oh, that's close to my dad. He lives in Barrington. That's not too far. What a small world.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it. Okay, so go ahead with the card number, Colton, and we'll give it a try and see what happens, okay?
Yep, I just put it down somewhere. Sorry about that. I just had it in my hand. Okay. Okay, 4147.
Okay.
0977.
Okay.
1172.
Mm-hmm.
8321.
Okay, and expiration?
01-26.
Okay, and the code?
520.
520. Okay. So before I try to process it, I want to go through a 90-second voice verification recording. And what that will do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash, and is it added form of protection for you. And then I'll create an appointment.
Quick question.
Yes.
What is the company name you guys work for?
Oh, we're localsplash.com. I'll send you a text right now to our pricing page just so that you can see it. And the platinum package, which is the one that you need, it sells on our website for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So don't fall off your chair when you see that, because the reason I have better pricing is the position just became available and we're filling it today. Plus, I saw that Tara put a note in here, you were 16 years in as a business, so that allowed me to put you into an established business rate. It's our legacy rate pricing. So few moments, you're going to get an email that says terms and conditions, and it will show you that you're getting everything within the platinum package, but you're only paying $299 monthly. And then I'll have you acknowledge that with your e-signature, because that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're very welcome, Colton. So what this voice verification says, and some of it's a little bit repetitive, it's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. But it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Oh, do I need to say it?
Yes, please.
Okay, Top Notch Enterprise.
Okay, thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Colton James, and I guess just manager. I don't know if I have a title.
It's okay. But you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Top Notch Enterprises, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, right?
Yes. What do you mean by authorized on the billing? Like,
well, I know it's your credit card, but you're authorized to make, you know, marketing purchases on behalf of the business.
Oh,
if you ever were to change it into the business card, that's okay too, right?
Yes.
Correct? Okay, excellent. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sure, can you repeat that one?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what it means real quick and then I'll repeat it. All it means is if you do anything else for your business down the road online as far as marketing goes, which you shouldn't have to because this is a complete package, right? It does the social media, the search engines, the directories, the whole nine yards, right? But if you do anything else additional, and we're not talking about Hibu or Angie's because you have those currently, right? So anything else additional,
yes.
Just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict
it
with the program.
Drop. Very.
What?
I mean, I said I'm not too obsessed with Hibu, so I will be possibly dropping them here.
Oh, good. That's great if you drop them, because I think that this would do better if you only have one company working on it. So that's excellent. Do you have access to the Google page, or did they create it for you?
We did a lot of stuff on the computer and over the phone. I think that me and Troy created it. I said that we did something where we had to, like, take pictures of our office and stuff, like, prove that we...
Sure.
So, Okay. That could have been...
I'll send you a little invite to add Local Splash as a manager to the Google page. If you can't get into it, don't worry. We can do an advanced verification and we can get through the back end.
Oh, just like the ball gets the...
We don't want to create a new page, because that'll be a duplicate and that would actually hurt your rankings. So we'll just, you know, be added as a manager to the page that you have. That way we can optimize it and get it on the first page. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Colton. Okay. Yeah. No, you're following me, which is great. So the last paragraph says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, February 6th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the sixth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So now I'll give the card a whirl and see if we can get it to process, and I'll tell you what it says if it doesn't. But it should be okay, I would think. So... and if not, you might get a notification from your bank just letting you know that Local Splash is trying to process 398, and they might just want you to...
send me one that says,
I got the green light. It actually went through. So that's
good.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. One of my subscriptions, like Netflix or something, tried to do it yesterday, and they sent me, like, a thing like, oh, canceled. So then and I was like, what? So that's actually how I found out about it all, was my Netflix got canceled.
Through Netflix. Isn't that funny? That is so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But good news, at least we got it to go through. So you're good to go there.
Yeah.
And
perfect. And I probably will switch that to my personal card. At some point, I will switch that back over to my business card just for tax purposes and all that. My accountant would not be happier. So.
Yes, you're going to get an invoice for every single transaction, though. So if you do need to submit it for your taxes, even though it's on a personal card, you can still do it as a business expense because you'll get those invoices emailed to you. And then for the client interview, I'm going to have my technician call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. Let me tell you what is open, and then you can tell me if one of those times.
Okay, perfect.
So
sometimes my phone signal is a little less than ideal at work.
Oh, I see. Okay, let's just see what we can do here for the client interview. Actually, I could do it at 5 o'clock today from 5 to 6, or we can look at what's available tomorrow.
Tomorrow would be perfect. Anytime during the day, yes.
Okay. Do you prefer morning or afternoon?
Morning, please.
Morning? Okay. We can do 9, 10, or 11 tomorrow.
11 o'clock will work perfect.
Okay. 9, 10, 11. So I'm going to book out an hour then from 11 to 12 o'clock Central, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and, you know, they call you at 11:15. Don't panic, Colton. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then, like I said before, because I got you special pricing that's not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature so that you're grandfathered into the price where it will never go up. So did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did not.
You did not. Okay. Do you get text messages on this phone number ending in 5507?
Yeah, oh, no, that is our business number. That is an office number that is connected to my cell phone.
Oh, okay. So let me put your cell phone in for SMS.
Yeah,
if you like it, this won't be published, so if it's your personal cell, that's fine. It will just be for me to send. Okay, perfect. So go ahead.
But they both go to my phone. It's honestly kind of not very bright. I set it up years ago. And, yeah. So my phone is 217.
Mm-hmm.
493-9533.
Okay. 217-493-9533, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to put that on here for text messages. And then I'm going to resend the email that says your initial invoice. And the reason being is that one is going to trigger that text to go out to you again. If it's easier, you can also do the e-signature through that email. So if you have the email already that says your initial invoice, you can open it. If not, just bear with me for a second because I'm going to resend it to you. So I'll say Local Splash initial invoice. And then you're going to get an email, too, that says action needed, photos needed for Google verification. Just ignore that one because you already went through that process. That's more for people that don't already have the page. So I'm going to send you another email that says important. Yeah, please add it to your Google business. Yeah, you did that. So that's why I don't want you to worry about that. But that's an automated one that the system sends, so I don't want you to think I wasn't listening to you, you know, because the system sends them out. Yeah, but just ignore that one. And then you'll refer to the one that has you adding us as manager. But did the text finally come through to the number?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a link. Right. And when you click it, it will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. All you have to do, Colton, is scroll to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check to show that you are authorized and that you get text messages. and then you'll plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Once you do that, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. Don't worry about any of that right now.
Does what does it type your name? Should I type my name in there?
Yeah, you type your name in. And then what I was telling you is that when you see the confirm signature, that's your sign that it went through when it goes ask for a username and password.
Okay, yep, I'm right there.
Okay, excellent. Now, your company is established of 16 years, so I would imagine you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heavily
the reason
licensed.
I asked is there's a brand new program that Google rolled out probably May of 2023. It's not available in all areas, but I just looked up your area and it happens to be available. It's called Google Guaranteed. Have you heard of that program?
I have not.
Okay. So what Google has done is they found a way to strategically send exclusive leads to clients. So if you start noticing when you do searches for, you know, various things in your area, you could even put in tree service near me. If you see a couple of companies at the top that have a green check mark next to them, they'll actually say Google Guaranteed. That's the program that I'm talking about. So with that program, the reason it's called Google Guaranteed is you'd have to pass a background check. So they would do the background check on everyone that interfaces with the public. So, you know, anyone that goes, you know, in to do the tree service or anything like that would have to pass the background check. If it's somebody that's in the office, they don't have to, okay? But the reason they call it Google
I hope all of our employees can't pass one unless they've been hiding something from me. I mean, they must be pretty good at that. But other than that, they should very easily all pass.
Okay, good. Okay, well, then you should be golden with this. Once you guys pass the background check, that process takes typically 4 to 8 weeks, but because it's a newer program, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. Once you're approved, then it's an exclusive lead program because Angie's, they'll sell the lead to you and to several other companies, right? But with this, it would come exclusively to top-notch enterprises. And the reason that's called Google Guaranteed is, you know how in business there's always going to be that one client somewhere around the, you know, down the road that you can jump through hoops and bend backwards for, and no matter what you do, they're not happy. So if you ever got a disgruntled client that after you did a ton of work, they wanted their money back, Google is going to insure your services up to $2,000 per client. So if it's a valid claim, Google would actually give that $2,000 back on behalf of top-notch enterprises. So the pricing for this program, Kristen, is it's a one-time, non-refundable $250 application fee, okay? And then once that process is complete, you know, maybe 4 to 8 weeks down the road, then the leads run $28 per lead. And our requirement is a minimum of 13 leads per month in order to run the program. So it would run you right around $365 a month. So something.
And I will, that would be, I'll say I'm basically right now with this Hebrew, I am slowly kind of transitioning away from them almost. So I, that basically, I have a budget each month for marketing, and if I can take them out of the equation right now, then I could do all of that. So that is basically, I would love to work towards that, especially if it's a leads kind of service. I really like that. So
you'll love it. You'll love it. Yeah. So I'll send you an email on that one.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to send you all the information
that
on that, Colton.
I will have over with Troy. I say, he does own the company. I run the company. He just owns it. But I do still kind of have to let him know a little bit of what's going on.
No problem. So here's, I'm sending you that email. My direct line is at the bottom. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. So if you have questions or if Troy has questions on the Google Guaranteed or if you want to get set up on it in a couple of weeks, just call me and I can, you know, go over, you know, the ins and outs of the program with you. But for now, you are all good to go. I have everything nailed down for tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And then our toll-free number is also on that text. So if you ever want to call in the future and, you know, make an update or have a billing question or anything like that, you just hit option one, and then anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then if you want to talk to me directly, my name again is Tina, and I'm at 777. Once you put in that 777, it'll automatically ring to my desk, okay?
Perfect.
All right, so you are all good to go, Colton. Welcome aboard. Go ahead.
That was awesome. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you guys, we were just talking about how come our name isn't on the program. I was like, how do we get on there? Like, I understand, like, reviews help that too, so we have to, you know, it's hard to ask the top to write a review because, so yeah, that is awesome. I do highly appreciate
We'll help you with that, though. We'll send you an email once we get access to the Google Business page that will say learn how to get more reviews, and it will be hyperlinked to Top Notch Enterprises Google page, and it'll say, you know, thank you for using Top Notch Enterprises. If you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click that box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you, you know, a couple of people here and there filling that out to achieve stronger results and, you know, get into even bigger areas. So that's going to help you tremendously. Now, is the site topnotchenterprisesinc.com, is that the one that Haibu built for you, or did you guys build that yourself?
They built that for us, yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm more of a worker than a technical person.
Okay, so in the event that you try to cancel with them and then they say that you can't keep the website and they're going to take it down or something, don't worry about that. We build Google compliant websites here also. They typically charge $400 extra to put them together, but I'll put a note in here that if it's needed down the road that we can include that site for you at no additional cost. So if Haibu says they're going to take the site down, no problem. You can just give us access to the domain, and we can use the same domain, or we can purchase a new domain for you. Okay, but I won't charge you extra for that. I'll put that in the notes that, you know, I don't think it's needed right now because the site's still up, but if the site ever were to be taken down, you just let us know, and we'll get a new one up there for you, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, awesome. So you're good to go until tomorrow. I enjoyed talking to you, Colton, and have a really great rest of your day, too.
Yes, you have a good one. Thank you for the call.
Okay, you're very welcome. Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.